Blog Talk Radio.
You know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
Here's Corrine and Chris.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm here. Sorry, guys. I apologize. So sorry for that technical glitch. And so we're happy to be on the air this evening. my nerves, you know. There's a couple people that had their hand up. And certainly, you guys, I can't imagine that you're calling for readings tonight, right? So I know that we have Aisha here. Okay, one person put their hand down. Aisha?
Hello?
Aisha. Hi. What's up?
Yes. Hi. I'm sorry about what's going on with your show.
Me too. Thank you. So were you calling for a reading? Is that...
Yeah, I was calling for a reading.
Well, you know, when this day started out and I was, you know, telling the story about how I went to schedule my show and all this kind of stuff, I had, you know, the good news is, guys, the good news is, you know, I did receive this rune set, this new rune set that I had been waiting for. And so I was setting up a show to have, you know, to just do just a casual call-in, open mic type show. And if things got so boring, then I was going to try. And but I had just gotten them so late. I had gotten them so late. This afternoon that I couldn't... you know, I didn't have much time to really work with them, and so it would have been a really botched effort, you know what I mean? And so, but then everything went chaos on me, as you can appreciate, when I went to schedule my show and couldn't. And so, if you're willing to hang on and I can settle down a little bit later, you know what I mean? Then maybe I'll give them a spin, a test run, okay? But I can't promise anything right now, okay?
Yeah,
you know, and you don't want anybody doing, you know, it's like a person who's going to do a reading should be, you know, calm, cool, collected. And I'm not right now. You know what I mean? And like,
no,
so bad energy, you know, like that. I have these feelings right now. I'm very emotional about it, passionate, really. And, you know, I wouldn't want, you know, I think that would be irresponsible to do. So how about, like, let me finish telling my sad, pathetic story, and then we'll see if I can up my vibe and then clear some energy. And anybody else who wants to call in, there's a bunch of people on the switchboard. But, I mean, if you guys want to chime in on anything, then feel free to put your hand up, okay, guys? You know, same with 210, you had your hand up, and so there's Solana. So, Aisha, I'm going to park you for now, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, and thanks for coming. Thank you for coming. And so there's Aisha. And then I see the amazing.
Oh, hello, darling.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm just sending you some calming energy, because, you know, like you said, you are not alone in this, because we've all been a victim of this stalking right along with you, you know, because we've gone and endured with you for the last 15 months. Because, like you said, you've been on for over 2 years, and a lot of us have been here with you. You know,
yeah.
So I just I've written BTR. We've all, I mean, I know several of us have written and
yeah.
complained, and they told us directly that they do not get involved. You know, but yet
I know,
they're
right?
willing to take someone's word right away and ban you. How is
I
that
know,
not being
like
involved?
It defies logic. Like I you know, like I'm.
Yeah. It does, because there's no rationality to it. But I tell you, this is the low-energy bullshit that I'm always talking about. Say what you want. Put however spin you want to on it. Call it whatever you want. But recognize the energy play that's going on here. And, you know, you've done the right thing all along by not giving in. Yes, you document, you know, and yes, you know, you were even asked to do that by BTR at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've
mm-hmm.
done what you've been asked to do. And you've never harassed
yeah.
or stalked or, you know, done back to him the things that he's done. You know, so that's
mm-hmm.
good. And that's, you know, but the, you know, he's just going to keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. But that's, you know, that's the way the world works. You know, it's not about, you know, how strong we are and how good we can get through things, but just how resilient we have to become because of the bullshit that keeps coming.
I mean, you guys, a lot of
you, know?
You guys who follow my Facebook page saw what he did there. He started to post
yeah.
a whole bunch of good things on my Facebook page. He posted a death threat on my Facebook page. I can't remember if that was on my show. I think it was my Facebook page, but he definitely posted, you know, drink Drano and drink Drano, you fat biatch, you know, and that was on my BTR show page, you know, and I don't even know where I was going to go with that. What he did on my Facebook. So this was what I was getting at with the narcissist. Right, so he goes mm-hmm. aggressive on my Facebook page. Have I ever posted anything on you know, have I ever hosted anything posted anything on his Facebook page? No,
mm-hmm.
I can promise you and assure you that I have not.
Right.
Then what happens is that because he has this habit of posting stuff and then hiding his Facebook and then putting his Facebook back online and hiding his Facebook and putting his Facebook back online, I took screenshots of his threats so that I could prove that they were there. And then I posted
mm-hmm.
them on my own Facebook, and he filed a complaint to Facebook about what I posted, which is all I posted was what he posted on my page.
I know.
You know,
I know.
And I'm like,
I was
cannot.
Witness to all that,
and
too.
So it's like the harasser goes ahead and jumps the line, jumps the queue, and goes and plays victim. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a brother and a sister or something stupid, where the bad one is the one that goes and claims to be being picked on by the, and then the other one gets
right.
in trouble. You know? And
mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm not the kind of person that runs around filing complaints like that. When I was telling BTR anything, all it was they asked me, they said, look, we're getting rid of him. If you happen to see him, he shouldn't bother you anymore. And if you happen to see him around, please send us a link to his profile and let us know. And it's not my fault that he set 4 freaking accounts up every day for the next several months. And all I was doing was sending them all of those accounts. You know what I mean? Like, I never preempted, which I had a right to, because he was being abusive. And and I'm not the only person that he's attacked. And, you know, I have a show of his where, you know, he's like a regular listener over at Almost Heaven, where he's shouting out by her name and saying, I'll see you in hell, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And like that kind of, and like, what is that if that's not hate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know, I don't do stuff like that, you know? And like,
mm-hmm.
I do know that I do get passionate. And you know what? I always have had in my life these issues of fairness, you know? And,
mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
And,
you lived it.
And so if I'm paying money to have my own show, then like, I should at least get to complain out loud on my own show, especially without mentioning names, when somebody continually returns to my show who's not welcome. And then when I kick them out, they go and they post, drink Drano, you fat biatch.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, am I not allowed to say? And yet this same person goes and posts on their own Facebook and says out loud on their own show, hey, this is America. It's the and thing I love them. About America. I can say anything I want to say on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I can say anything I want to. You know, it's a freedom of speech. And then he's the first guy to run and go, wah, 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 over. And he's not even telling the truth. He's
it's continued victimization. He continues to victimize you in different forms, different ways. And then he complains about you. You know, that's continuing the victimization. You know, that's what's been happening. And, you know, it really needs to stop. And you're one person that going through it, you know, right now that we all know about. And, you know, we hear about it all the time. It happens all the time. You know, and the more people, you know, that just want to ignore it and do whatever and keep going, it's ridiculous. It's worse.
When BTR last year banned my account, they sent me an email saying there's too many complaints back and forth between these. All parties are being banned until it's investigated. Number one, that other person did not get banned and had at least three accounts at that time that were active and up and running. Okay.
How can they
there
ban
was
him
no
when he's got so many accounts? You
there
know,
was
they don't
no
even
investigation.
Know who he is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There was no investigation, you know.
Right,
and
right.
From that point on, I felt like a rape victim who got thrown in jail for complaining because they got raped.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm not diminishing
so
rape in any way because
in other
I know what it is to be, you know, I know what it is to be raped, and I'm not diminishing rape or any. But I'm saying to you. That I had, you know, that as somebody that's being violated, I cannot even feel like I can file, like when somebody, any other host on Blog Talk Radio, if somebody went and posted on their show page and carried on in the way that this individual does, okay, and posted on their show page, drink Drano, you fat biatch, okay? Then they would complain to BTR about that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they would at least feel like they could complain to BTR about that. You know?
Right.
And I don't feel like I can. I have felt ever since I got my account back, like I need to just shut up. I need to just accept and take whatever he does, whatever he says, and I am left on my own to deal with it. And, you know,
I think
I would have been in my rights. You know, like I've heard other shows, they get trolls in their room. They name them on the air. Nobody bans their accounts. You know, if somebody comes to your show when you're paying money to be on the air and they're causing trouble at your show, you should have a right to name them. What privacy should they have? You know what I mean? And I've taken every painstaking, and every now and then if I slip, I go like what, you know, and delete the dang show or edit the show or whatever. And it's completely unintentional, you know? And it's because I do get so passionate and upset. Like, I am upset, you guys.
Yeah, I know. I can't even imagine how you feel, Chris. I mean, it's just, it's a total travesty. It's like, it's beyond ridiculousness. It's, you know, it's just so goddamn unfair and wrong that people like this seem to go on without being taken to task at all. They seem to get away with everything, but I don't think they do in the long run. I really believe that, you know.
Well, that's the unfortunate part, is that most of this stuff is so unconsciously going on that individual, he's not even going to recognize his own suffering because it's just a norm. You know what I mean?
But he will one day,
it's
Solana.
Solana, he's passed over.
But the thing is this, here's the thing. Would you rather go through life looking at the world through that guy's eyes? That's his punishment. And I know you're saying he doesn't realize... You know, he doesn't care, he doesn't have a conscience. But believe me, would you rather have an empty black soul and heart or actually be a thinking, feeling individual? You know what I mean? This guy, he's nowhere. You know, he's nowhere, and he's never going to be anywhere, you know? But Chris has so much, and this is why she's targeted, because she has so much to share. And so, you know, she's like this great freaking connection, this great host, this great friend. And, you know, of course, you know, because you are what you are, Chris, you're getting attacked. And you can take a little bit of solace in that. But I know right now it seems like, what the hell, you know what I mean? But would you want to be a normal freaking idiot like this guy? Never, ever, ever. So you got to take that to heart and just, you know, realize that, yeah, you're going to be attacked. People like this asshole, and I don't care if I'm swearing, are going to come along and attack people like you. You know, it's just, that's the way it is. Now, Solana, wouldn't you say that guys, this guy, I mean, you know what? What's his purpose? What's his energy? It's nothing.
It's psychological warfare. That, you know, and when you look at the definition of a sociopath, they have no conscious of what they do. I mean, they have no empathy. They have no, they get no, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not consciousness. It's another word. But they have no empathy for what they do. You know, that's just a pure definition of a sociopath. You know,
right.
It's like they're able to go off and have, you know, not even think about a consequence or anything, because they don't think in that conscious level. You know, and it's just there's so many people we can, you know, say that are doing that. But this is psychological warfare. And look what it's doing to Chris. I mean, this is ridiculous that someone's energy is able to, you know, bring somebody down like this. You know, we see it all too often. You know, this is a messed up backwards world we live in. Until we start wanting to straighten it up and make it right, this is the way it's going to be, you know, and more suffering. It's like she's saying, she's exactly right when she compares it to a rape victim and how many of us can relate to that, you know, and how many generations have we had to endure that, you know, because of, you know, just the bull crap that goes on and nobody wants to do anything or can do anything, or, you know, that's why someone's got to do something. That's why I keep coming back to, we got to do something. You know, we can't keep letting this stuff go on.
No,
I mean, even if it's we start calling the local authorities where this guy lives and start complaining,
exactly.
You know, because this is cyberbullying.
Exactly.
You know, something has to be done.
Right. And the bottom, Solana, here's the bottom line. And Chris, are you okay?
Chris? Uh-oh, she's still there?
Maybe she had to walk away for a minute or something.
I'm just trying to.
I can imagine.
No.
It's just
terrible.
Heartbreaking, you know,
but
to have to go through this.
And this, you know, and Solana is absolutely right when you say, Solana, that we must do something about this, and this can never happen again. We all.
It shouldn't happen again.
No. We all have to do something. Whether you do something just as simple as writing to Blog Talk, but, you know, with what Chris has within her means, like the things that she has against this guy, she can blow up his whole effing world. Okay?
Well, I think that we're at the point that we talked about, Chris, about a month ago, where we said that if we come to the point where we have to start doing a fundraiser so we can start getting Michael involved, and start getting some real, you know, good evidence on him and present that to his local authorities and move that in that direction. Because this isn't going to go away, obviously. We're looking at almost a year and a half to having to deal with this, and it's just getting worse. You know,
right.
We're gonna start that. We'll just, you know, I know that so many of us are behind you and, you know, whatever it takes. You know, we'll call Michael
And you know, somebody said we need an attorney and that. Like, if I had the money, you guys, if this was 4 years ago, this would have been dealt with a year ago, because I wouldn't have messed around with it. I would have had, I would have hired a lawyer and it would have been done, you know? And this for anything, you know, I see that my show is scheduled for an hour. I mean, for, I'm so confused right now. My show is up for tonight for 10 minutes from now. And let me just see if it's scheduled for a 2-hour deal or what the heck. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm a bit scattered, eh?
That's okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just you're coming at you, and then you're getting little bits and pieces of information at a time, and they totally jumped the gun. I mean, talk about guilty before proven innocent. That's kind of backwards,
right?
In itself. You know,
totally.
I mean, if you're going to get that kind of slanderous accusation before any action is taken, they have to check that shit out. They just can't take someone's word for it. If that's the case, then we should all just start writing in and complaining about that individual.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I
wonder, with your guys' indulgence, maybe what we should do is I'm going to, because I'd like to preserve the spot at my, so even if I replace the show or what, I don't know what I'm doing, you guys, you know what I mean? Like, and I see Jenny's there. Jenny, is Jenny in the chat room? Jenny, you should get your runes. Jenny, I just got a new set of runes today, and I was thinking about you earlier. And I was actually thinking, I wonder where Jenny is, because I'd love to get Jenny to come on my show and do runes, you know. And my runes are not the regular standard runes, but and right now I'm not in the emotional mood. I'm not proper. I mean, I'm in the, you know what I mean? Like, it's not right.
Yeah.
It's like what I said a little while ago. Like,
scared.
I have no business personally doing a reading for anybody, even if it's just for fun, right? And so, like, what I'm thinking, you guys, is like, this, we got you guys bouncing all over the place, but I'd like to preserve the my show too. What we could do is simulcast, you know what I mean? Like, I could go and start my show, and we could run from both places, Corrine or whatever. We could pack it in here and go there. I don't know, but I do want to get a show. You know, and most of the reason why I want to get a show in is because I've done consecutive shows since June 13th. 2012, and I haven't missed a show, you know, and
right,
I was
right.
Like, I don't want to miss a show, you know, and if they're giving me my account back, but it's temporarily, I still don't know what the allegation is, and I still need to know what it is so that I can defend myself, but I know that I'll be staying up tonight and downloading all of the more recent shows, and, you know, everything like that. But so, Corrine, do you want to simulcast, or do you want to come over to my place, or what do we want to do, you guys?
If you're comfortable, Chris, I would love for you to do your own show, and I'll come over there, you know?
Okay. And feel free to delete this one if you want. You know, I appreciate the space. You know, I do want to say this. I have to say, and I'll say it probably a little later, too. Sorry, when I get upset, I start to get a bit of asthma and stuff like that. I cough a lot when I get upset like this. But I wanted to say thank you to Corrine. Like, I wanted to say thank you to Amy, to Solana. Within minutes of people finding this out, I had already people offering, come and do your show at my place, come and do your show at my place. And, like, you know what? I just feel so blessed for that. Like, I'm so pissed off that I have to have people to do that for me, but, you know, I feel so absolutely blessed, you know, that I've got such great friends on Blog Talk to do that.
And we have you,
Chris.
Yeah. And you have brought so many people together, and it's all about love. Not to sound like a hippie, but it's all about the love you put out, and we love you for it. You know,
and that's why we're behind you. No matter what goes on or what happens, you know, we're right there for you. That's the community that you created.
Right.
So, you know, deal with it. We love you.
All right, you guys. Okay, so I'm going to flee and go set up at my place. Please, everybody, come over and get rid of this, because there's no crying on Blog Talk Radio, you know? So, And I don't know if Jenny's going to come and do some, maybe a couple people will come and do some fun readings, or I don't know what. Let's get off this topic, though.
All right.
Go start your show, sister. You have the power.
Okay, thanks.
You've got the power.
Thanks, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Yeah, this is a tough fucking thing, man, you know?
No, it's the worst. You know, and that's just, you know, it's just like, ah. You know, it's like, why? You know, it's like, why? Why?
Know.
You know, and every time I ask why, I get deeper into just, you know, this is what we have to deal with. And that's why we do what we do, though, you know, Kareem. That's why we stick in there and help each other out, because we know that, you know, we can't do this alone. We have to come together and help each other out.
Exactly.
You know, just like everyone came together to get Will some new, Bree some new wheels. And, you know, I mean, that's the kind of community that we are. And I just love that, because it's a messed up world out there, and we need each other.
Yeah, we
need
definitely
each other.
Do. It would definitely, Solana, and you've been an amazing pillar of strength and energy and everything. And it's I too have been, like when Chris was saying, she's blessed, and we all are, and I am too. And I've just met so many amazing people through Blog Talk, and it's great, man. You know, it's just really a special. I mean, this is what life's about, you know, and connecting and.
Well, this is
should
be about.
Yeah, Solana, you know about raising the vibration, obviously. And we are, you guys, we are, just by being together and listening and talking and sharing things. And so, I mean, right on, you know. We just got to keep trudging ahead, you know, and we'll do it, you know.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So let's all
That's
go.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, definitely. Let's all go over to Chris's show. I'm going to end this show, and thanks, everybody, because like I said, I haven't had this many people in my chat room.
Yeah, for the numbers, too bad you got to delete. Don't delete it. Leave it up. You know what I mean? Don't delete it. Leave it up.
I will leave it up. I will. All right, listen, I love you, Solana, and I will talk to you soon, and I'll see you over at Chris's. And thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning in for Chris. I'm sure she appreciates it, and I appreciate it, too. And you guys have a great night. Mm-hmm. I'll see you over at Chris's.
Okay. Bye.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.